Welcome to The Divine Breadcrumb with your hosts, Carol Campos and Deb Sorensen. Carol and Deb have always believed the universe helps people on their path by sending signs, clues, or what they call divine breadcrumbs. A divine breadcrumb can create both small and massive shifts in a person's life. On this podcast, Carol and Deb will speak with authors, healers, entrepreneurs, and other amazing people across the globe to discuss these pivotal moments. So get ready to learn, to love, and to laugh. And remember, the universe always provides if you allow it to. Enjoy the show.
Hi, it's Carol, co-host of The Divine Breadcrumb. This episode is brought to you by Carol L. Campos Coaching. Why coach with me when there are so many coaches out there? I do things differently. I don't jump right into your goal. Why? Well, what I've learned is that the subconscious mind is running 90% of the show. That's where we start. We clear any emotional blocks and limiting beliefs first, making sure you know your why and are aligned with where you're headed before tackling your goal. Whether you want to change careers or simply want more joy in your life, I can teach you strategies to help you gain the clarity needed to go where your heart is calling. To get started, I invite you to sign up for a free discovery session at carollcampos.com. Together, let's light your path. Hi, everybody. This is Carol.
This is Deb. Welcome back to The Divine Breadcrumb.
Yes, welcome back. Today, our guest is Chip Baker. Chip has been a teacher and coach for 20 years and is the host of Chip Baker, The Success Chronicles on YouTube, where he talks with people from all walks of life about some of his favorite topics, living, learning, serving, and inspiring. Chip is a three-time author and has co-authored two books with Dr. Oliver T. Reed, Growing Through Your Go-Through, Solutions to Success, and Effective Conversation to Ignite Relationships. And these books help people navigate their lives during challenging times and improve their relationships. And Chip believes we should celebrate our differences and have a growth mindset. He was brought up to live in service and give back, and that's exactly how he shows up in the Success Chronicles and in his own life. We're so happy to bring Chip's generous and giving spirit to the show. Chip, welcome. We are so happy to talk with you.
Let's go.
Love it.
Hey, man, I'm listening to that introduction and I'm like, who is that guy?
That is you, my friend.
Man,
that
he got
is
me
you.
Excited. Let's go.
He sounds pretty cool. Yeah. Okay. So tell us a little bit about your upbringing and how being of service was instilled in you at an early age.
For me, my family, like you said, I'm a fourth generation educator. So my family is, church folk and educators. And I say folk without the S because it's a difference between church folk and church folks. And church folk, we were in church from can till can't and, all of the time. But the reason being is my mother and my grandmother, they were ministers of music in our churches that I grew up in. And so from there, like I said, educators, faith-based. So from there, you're taught to give service. I'm that firm foundation. From that, I'm grateful that I have that foundation because it's truly helped me in my life.
Hmm. Absolutely. So what age students are you teaching?
I currently work at high school. I've done junior high and high school level. And I'm special education is my teaching field.
Okay. Well, Deb and I were talking before before you joined us that, wow, you must be like the teacher the kids just love because you exude that warmness and you get, it's just so obvious that you care. So yes, are you like a favorite?
Well, I mean, that's my hope. I strive for that every day. My hope is to give hope to others, and be that person that we all needed when we were growing up,
Yes.
So, So each day, you know, and I absolutely love what I do. Like I've worked every day of my life to be doing what I'm doing. And so I truly, truly love it. I truly am passionate about it. And it lights me on fire every day that, you know, because you know, like I get the opportunity every day to make a positive difference in the life of someone. Oh, man, that lights me on fire, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It made me think back to my junior high and high school experience. And yes. I can say I'm in my mid-50s now, but there are teachers that I had in middle school and high school that I still remember.
Yes. Yep.
And they had an enormous impact on me that I still remember that impact. So, mm-hmm. you know, kudos to you for recognizing the significance of what you're doing. Then doing that.
Thank you.
Because you are making a huge difference for these kids and they will remember you for their entire lives.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's important to me to not just, you know, at the end of the day, when I get to go see the big man, it's not important for me that I just leave a legacy. It's important for me to live a legacy every day.
I love
by
that.
My day-to-day actions. And I do that by, you know, really just giving service and being aware of what's needed by students and those around me and just trying to be the glue to, you know, make it all stick together, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I was going to say something similar to Deb is just, you know, just remembering those really special teachers that never goes away. Those lessons stay with you. And the other thing you talked about, you know, that it just kind of lights a fire under you. And, you know, for us doing this show, it's the same thing where you feel like, okay, I'm adding a little light to the world. And that feels good. Yeah.
And who knows? I mean, you know, sometimes we may feel like, you know, some days we don't have a lot of light to give.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, whatever light, whatever percentage you have that day, just give it and just know that whatever you're giving is going to make a huge difference down the road.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
So where did the idea for the Success Chronicles come about and what are you hoping to bring to the world with the show?
So the Success Chronicles, you know, as I explained to you, you know, my upbringing, my background, I was blessed and fortunate to be raised by some great people as well as be around some awesome folks to learn from in my career, you know, that mentored me and showed me the way. And so I started the Success Chronicles a little over 3 years ago to show appreciation and give back to those people that were great to me in my life. You know, really it just started out just kind of interviewing them, highlighting their stories. Now it's grown at a crazy rate and really far surpassed anything I ever thought it would be. and now here I am, you know, being interviewed on the Divine Breadcrumb podcast, you know? And so, I don't know, it's just really grown. And my hope is to, you know, just provide some positive inspiration and motivation for the world to help make our world a better place. And I feel that we can't get enough positivity. Right.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. So who have been some of your favorite guests, like some of your favorite conversations, or maybe, you know, what were conversations that were maybe surprising to you?
I think it just in general, because I don't want to slight anyone, because really actually to right? tell you the truth, everyone has been amazing for me. I mean, just the fact that like people will actually talk to me, you know, like really like you'll talk with me? Okay. You know, that people will actually sit down with me and talk with me and share their life stories and their definition of success. Like that's been really neat for me because I think we can all learn from everyone. I don't care who you are. I think we can all learn from one another, but you know, just the fact that I'm able to, like I'm interviewing like Olympians and, you know, people that I read their books, you know, people that, you know, I listen to their podcasts, you know, just people of that magnitude. And it, you know, it blows me away when I get opportunities to just kind of reflect on that and listen, you know, think about it because it's so neat to me.
Oh yeah. Well, we get it. Yeah. There's some people that you get to talk to and you're like, I can't believe this. I can't believe this is my life.
Right.
What's fascinating to me is when you go into a conversation, you and I just met this morning and yet there's this like just lovely connection and being able to like experience you, you know, which I wouldn't have had that otherwise. So it is truly a blessing to be able to do it, but such a unique experience every single episode, right?
Without a doubt. Yeah. It's so neat to be able to learn. Like I'm an avid learner, a lifelong learner. And, I think I was raised this way too. I mean, I think, you know, whoever you are, people from all walks of life, everyone has something valuable to add.
Absolutely.
The fact that we're able to talk with people and help them bring out their value and then share that value just adds more value to our world, you know. And I myself, the concept of addition versus multiplication, you know, one person, myself, I can add value. Carol, you know, one person, she can add value. Deb, one person, you can add value. But when we come together and, you know, we multiply the value that we can add, right? And so just, it's amazing to be able to come together with like-minded and like-hearted people and share that value.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we often talk about, especially in this world where we have all these virtual tools, you know, the world has seemed a lot smaller, being able to talk with people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what the whole virtual, you know, just, I'll just tell a little funny secret about myself.
Please do.
And doing, you guys are in, so I can share this with, oh, wait, there's a podcast, everybody here. Never mind. Well, no, I think the whole virtual, when I started doing things more with like Zoom or different platforms, like it changed my interviewing life. Mm-hmm. You know, like it allowed me to be wherever I need to be in the world. You know, I'm interviewing people from all over the world and living on a teacher budget. You know, I'm not able to do all of that traveling and go, you know, so, but I mean, it puts me wherever I want to be to talk to anyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very, very cool. And on the one hand, I love your expression earlier about celebrating the differences in people. But the other thing that you learn when you have these conversations, it's sort of the underlying piece of it all is that the humanity, and we do all have the same desires and fears and concerns and wants, and we are all one. We're all connected. It's all, and that really is amazing to experience too.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
So to switch gears a little bit, tell us a little bit about one of your most recent books, Effective Conversation to Ignite Relationships, and why you felt the book is needed at this time.
Well, okay, let me give you another funny story about myself here. Okay, now I'm giving y'all all my secrets. So in the process of writing the book, and like you said, it's co-written with Dr. Oliver T. Reed, an amazing man. It's a part of a book series, a four books. It's the second book in our four book series. The process of writing a book, you know, you write, put your deal and send it to the editor and the editor sends it back and you know, you look over it and, you know, that whole process. Well, it had been some time between that in getting it back from the editor and reading it. You know, I was reading it and it blew me away, right? like I'm thinking, man, this is some good stuff right here. it blessed me to read those things because seeing the growth in myself, seeing that, like, you know, the principles and things that were written about in there, it really helped me to go back through it and read it and apply the principles myself, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a little funny of me, but the first quote I start with in my part of the book is, our life moves at the speed of our relationships. And that quote is by one of my former pastors, Pastor Danny Green. And it's an amazing quote. And it's so true in our lives. We have to have quality relationships if we expect to have significant success. And the underlying factor that helps us have those quality relationships is effective conversation in those relationships. And so really, it just breaks down things that we can do in our lives to help us have that effective conversation to truly ignite our relationships.
Would you be able to share with our listeners maybe a few tips?
Sure. I can do that. So I think for me, the first being the quote that I shared with you is the first quote that I have in the book. And that kind of sets the premise of everything in the book there. So what I do is I break down a few tips that I feel are important to be able to do that, to make, to help sure that you have effective conversation to ignite those relationships. And so Give me a second here. I'm looking at my notes.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll make sure I get you some good stuff. I give those six tips. And I think the first for me is do not assume. I think in our life, we have to make sure that we don't assume. We have to make sure that we ask those hard questions and have those difficult conversations. And one can be assuming one thing, and that's so not the case. I think we have to, other tip is allow time for growth. If there's something that, issue that's going on, you know, if Carol and I have an issue, I say, hey, Carol, you know, that it's a problem for me. You know, I'm bold enough to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Then now I have to give her time to change that and to grow through it. And then, you know, we have good conversation to reflect on our growth together in our relationship.
Oh, I think that's a really good point. People need time to digest whatever you're saying.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt about it. Third tip I have is you have to study the people that you're in relationships with. Like in a bank account, you can't expect to take withdrawals from the account if you haven't made deposit. And so we have to make sure that in our relationships that we make deposit, which allows us to make withdrawals when they're needed. Another tip four is find the good. You know, it's important to be grateful, you know that things can be better, but they can be way worse.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so you have to make sure that, you know, you find the good, focus on the good.
And that can be a difficult one, especially, you know, in a work environment.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, that's really, I think the three of us truly believe that we're all kind of loving divine beings underneath whatever your outside package is. But it's hard to remember that when someone's not treating you well, or you have if you're working in a toxic environment, and or maybe you have a boss who micromanages or undercuts what you're doing.
Yes.
That can be something that's really tough, but like you said, very important to work on that.
Yeah, and my quote that I have in there for this is, you know, where your focus goes, your energy flows.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Where your energy flows, your focus goes. And so, I mean, you know, what you focus on will be highlighted. So it's important to really just focus your energy on the good things and continue to move on from that.
Exactly. So, Chip, when you come up against somebody who they're not as open to what we're talking about, you know, how do you deal with someone who just is kind of like, well, kind of throws it back in your face? Like, no, you know, I don't believe in this. You believe what you want. Like, how do you deal with like a difficult personality?
Well, first, I believe in being open and honest. You know, first, I just tell them, hey, you know, I was raised with faith base. But the way you're acting is going to make me revert to my home training. No. Man, make me revert to my home training. No, I think that you have to be open and honest and communicate. You know, first, communicate your differences. Ask to have time to discuss it, just to see if we can make a plan to work together at this to be better. And then, you know, depending on the position you're in, like if you're a leader and you're trying to help someone, I think you have to help first, strive to help first. And then, you know, the reality of it is, you know, there are people in the world that, I mean, they don't want to be helped.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. Yep.
And so, you know, if that's the case, then, I mean, we need to do something. We need to get you in a situation that's better for you. If that's the case, if this is not a good environment for you, if this doesn't work for you, then we need to, you know, I don't mind helping you get into a different situation somewhere else.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do negative, bad things here.
Right. Yeah, that's great advice. Thanks.
That is great advice. And I think, unfortunately, one of the issues that I encounter now is that when people disagree with you, or rather, if you don't agree with them,
right,
rather than trying to have a conversation and maybe finding some kind of common ground or at least respect each other's differences,
yes,
you just immediately labeled the enemy, or they're done. They don't want to try and hear you or respect you. And that's also hard, because I don't think that you have to agree with everyone
right
in order to respect them. I think I can respect all kinds of opinions. They're the other person's opinion. It doesn't mean I have to share it.
Yeah, and it's beauty in the differences.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you, I think you have to be open. If you're closed-minded and you're not open to the differences, then, like, you just got passed up because somebody else is beating you, you know? And so I think you have to be open-minded, aware. When you're open-minded and aware of the differences, I think that allows you for maximum growth.
Oh, absolutely. You may then sort of reevaluate your own thinking and your own logic, and it might lead somewhere new.
That's it. In the book, too, I want to share this with you. I'm glad you asked me that question because two things on that. You know, it's not just husband and wife relationship. It's all types of relationship that we cover, that we hit in the, and I'm glad you said, you know, that applies great for work. I'm glad you said that. But in there, I did some research over, you know, some people, and I asked them what are some practices that work well in your relationships? And so there was this one lady, and she, in her relationship, they have a rating scale, and this is really good here. They have a rating scale from, you know, 1 to 10, you know, 1 being that doesn't bother me at all, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. and then 10 being, hey, don't do that, right? You know, like, that really irks me. Don't do that crap, okay? No. Mm-hmm. They have a rating scale, and the example that, you know, was given, and it was husband and wife, and, you know, her deal was like, crumbs on the table after a meal was like an 8 or 9.
Oh my gosh.
Right. And for the guy, it's like a 1 or 2 to him, you know, crumbs.
Right. Right.
The food, don't worry about no crumbs, you know. But what it does is it's an open way to allow for you to have simple conversation about how you feel about it. Then from there, you know, the deeper level is you're showing the respect for one another, then it allows you to get your actions in alignment to benefit one another. So, you know, if she's saying that's a 9 for her, well, then he knows now, hey, man, that really bothers her. So, you know, so now he took it upon himself to say, hey, I'm the crumb guy. I got it. You know,
yeah, right. Yes. So,
like, after every meal, like, I'll make sure I got it. And so on her end, that shows, oh, man, like, he's making an effort, like, he cares. And so that it allows them to meet in the middle on their situation. So I wanted to make sure I share that with you all too. I thought that was really neat.
I love the number scale because it takes the emotion out of it.
Right.
Yes. It's simple. Perfect.
A simple way to communicate your feelings. It's pretty neat.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. And it reminds me of just situations in relationships where, like, for example, maybe the wife in the relationship, she wants to be sort of wooed. Or, you know, the flowers or the candy or the whatever, the gifts. And meanwhile, the husband or whatever is showing, like, by taking care of her car, you know, making sure she's safe. And he's expressing love, but she can't see it. So there's this disconnect. And by doing that number scale or just communicating, it just brings it together. And it goes back to that whole don't assume.
Yes, don't assume. I mean, and if you can picture this, if you could picture like a Venn diagram with like 2 circles, and one is me and the other circle is you. And so they join. And what it, I think for me, it symbolizes relationships. And one person, me, I'm going to have my certain experiences that I'm accustomed to in my life. Right. One person, you, the other one, you're going to have certain experiences that you're accustomed to or that you've experienced in your life. But as we come together, there are some experiences that we are going to experience together. And we have to take both of our experiences and mold those together to make our experience together a great thing. And so I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you must be husband of the year. This must be a lot of pressure.
I try to do a little something. You know, we're on 21 years.
Oh,
I'm okay.
Yay, that's awesome.
Congratulations. I love that. Well, switching gears just a little here, you developed a program used in school athletics called the Character Development Program. Would you tell our listeners a little bit about this?
Sure, I'd love to. So myself, you know, I'm a fourth generation educator, been teaching and coaching my 21st year. And I don't know, I just kind of reflected on the experiences that I've had. You know, I was an athlete, played four sports for 4 years in high school, played college football. And so, you know, I've been around teams. In my house is where I learned to be a great teammate, you know, those kind of things. And so I've just reflected on all of those experiences and I put them together to see, what do coaches need to know? What do kids need to know about character so that they can continue to develop? And I developed it so that it can help them build and establish relationships, because really that's what it's all about. You know, at the end of the day, you know, they may not remember those scores, but they're going to remember how you made them feel because you took the time to show that you care.
Absolutely.
And so that's what it allows for them to do. And it's a 15 video package, short videos, 10 for athletes, 5 for coaches. It allows you to watch together, you know, as a coaching staff with the coaches, as coach, athlete, student with the athlete videos, and really, you know, to have open communication about setting the tone, about being positive, about getting a return on your investment, about being committed. You know, your core values, transactional versus transformational, you know, just those are some of the topics that are within the videos. And so basically that's what it is, just my way. You know, I think I'm in the give back phase of my life. And so, you know, I have layers of ways that I'm striving to give back. And this is one way that I'm just trying to give back.
Oh, I love that. And it must be so gratifying to see your students learning and really wanting to improve themselves and having that personal development and taking that to the next level, whether it's college or trade school or whatever they end up doing, but it's bettering their lives.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt.
And also planting the seeds for them to go on and share that with others.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. It just keeps, it's not, it doesn't stop with them. It just keeps growing and growing and growing.
The ripple effect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
You do so many great things, and this has been such a fun conversation. What's coming up next in your world, Mr. Chip Baker?
Well, you know, you're saying, you know, do a lot. Yes, it is a lot, but I like to tell people I'm two E words. You know, I'm excited and I'm exhausted. So I'm excited about the things that are going on and feel truly blessed, but I don't have a problem sleeping either because I'm exhausted.
We love our sleep. We get it.
Yes.
No, just for me, just striving to continue to share inspiration and motivation through the Success Chronicles. The book, we've been doing like book tours. So, you know, before the things going on, you know, we did a Texas book tour in November. Did an Indianapolis book tour a month or so ago. So just doing book tours, teaching the principles from the book, and just looking for ways to grow and give back.
Well, if you're ever in New England, you'll have to let us know if part of the book tour brings you up here.
Yes.
And I know you ask all your guests, well, at least I know you ask me, you know, what is on your heart today? So what is on your heart today?
What's on my heart today is just a strong sense of gratitude. We discussed, you know, in the interview, just some things that I've been blessed to achieve, been blessed to accomplish, been blessed to be around some great people. And so I just have a strong sense of gratitude during tough times. Tough people do tough things, you know, and so I use the word tough, but really behind those words is care. You know, when people care in tough times, it allows everyone to continue to grow and to continue to get better. So that's what's on my heart.
No, that's beautiful. Well, and I can't think of a better note to end on.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And where can people find you? Where can they find your show?
Sure. So YouTube channel is Chip Baker, The Success Chronicles. The podcast is also Chip Baker, The Success Chronicles as well. Then I'm on all social media platforms, you know, from there, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I mean, you know, like, there's no excuse for you not to get positive inspiration and motivation, right? You know, I think the bigger thing, the common thing that everyone says, you know, would love for everyone to go, you know, check it out, subscribe, follow, like, leave a comment, all of those things. Would love for everyone to do that. But bigger than that, you know, I learned a long time ago in my life that it's not about me, right? So I would like ask that if any of you guys go on and see something that you like and you know that there's someone in your life that it'll benefit them from hearing it or seeing it, just ask that you would just please share it with them so that we can continue to make our world a better place.
I love that.
Absolutely.
And we will put all of your contact info in the show notes so people that can find you and hear your great messages and your great stories. Chip, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to meet you. And I wish I had had you as a teacher.
Yeah, me too.
I think I would have very fond memories of you.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm sure they have some good ones. Thanks so much for having me. It was an honor and a privilege to hang out with you ladies today.
Same here.
Thank you. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. As always, you can catch the show on our website, thedivinebreadcrumb.com. Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. If you like what you're hearing, drop us a note, an email, a review. Say hi. If there's other things you'd like to hear, let us know that too. Carol, any last thoughts?
No, just thanks for being here, Chip, and thanks everybody for listening.
Sorry, Chip, didn't mean to jump in on you.
No worries. I just wanted to tell everybody to go get it.
Yes. Go get it. Absolutely. We love it. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.